This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law on Saturday legislation that suspends the U.S. government's debt limit through January 2025 and avoids a potentially disastrous default just days before the government runs out of cash to pay its bills. The White House announced the signing in an emailed statement on Saturday and said it was done in private Saturday morning. But Friday night, Biden made televised remarks from the Oval Office praising the negotiations between Republicans and Democrats to arrive at the bill.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
The bill allows the government to continue borrowing money over the current $31.4 trillion debt limit. After weeks of tough negotiations on the raising of the nation's debt ceiling, lawmakers are now working on a reform to the process. VOA's Patsy Wirakaswara tells us more.
Raising the debt ceiling is a routine process that has been done 78 times since 1960, but since 2011 has been a source of conflict when there's divided government. Many are now pushing to reform the process, including through proposed legislation that requires lawmakers to annually vote on policies to reduce the debt while automatically suspending the debt ceiling. The U.S. is now $31.4 trillion in debt and is racking up even more. The Congressional Budget Office projects a federal budget deficit of $1.5 trillion for 2023, which could nearly double to $2.7 trillion by 2033. Patsy Wirakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
Nearly 300 people have died in a massive train derailment that took place late Friday in India. It has injured close to 900 people